I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov, in for Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Before there was the Segway, inventor Dean Kamen introduced the iBot, a revolutionary standing wheelchair that can climb stairs and lifts users up to standing height. The iBot allowed people who were paralyzed to go places they couldn't go before and do something most of us take for granted, look people in the eye. But Johnson & Johnson stopped producing the chair in 2009. The reason? Cost. The company only managed to sell a few hundred a year because Medicare only paid about $5,000 for the chair, which cost about $25,000 to make and sell. And now iBot users are facing a 2013 deadline when the company will no longer offer routine maintenance of the chairs in circulation. Gary Linfoot is an Iraq war veteran who became paralyzed from the waist down in the line of duty in 2008. He's in Clarksville, Tennessee, and he's an iBot user who's working to get it back on the production line. Gary, welcome.
Thank you, Monica.
First of all, can you explain how the iBot works and what it means to you in your daily life?
The iBot, it works with a series of computers, gears, and gyros, which constantly detect where my center of gravity is. It keeps me balanced. It's also great for going up and down stairs, and I can take it to the beach. It does fine in sand up to a certain point. So it's really great for unimproved areas as well.
Tell me what it looks like. I've seen pictures, and you can see a picture of it on our website, hereandnow.org. But it's a more narrow wheelchair, but it also can go to standing height with a few extra wheels than a typical wheelchair?
If you're initially looking at it, it looks like an electric chair with four big wheels on it. And what it will do, it will rise up to where it's just standing up on two wheels, and it'll lift me up to about a 6-foot eye level.
Gary, do you use the iBot in addition to other wheelchairs?
Yes, my primary wheelchair is a manual wheelchair, and I'm in that most of the day. It's very lightweight. I can put it in and out of the car and get around at work fine with it. I use the iBot almost every day. If I'm going to a school or maybe do some public speaking, I'll use the iBot for that. Social events where I'm around large crowds, I'll use the iBot for that. Oftentimes, if we go on a trip somewhere, I'll take the iBot. Different situations require different chairs. I guess you can liken it to a pair of shoes. You know, you have a pair of shoes for running. You have a pair of shoes for going to work, maybe a pair of shoes for mountain climbing. Same with the wheelchairs, different chairs for different things.
When the iBot was discontinued, the director of the Federal Office on Disability said that new technology requires proof that it changes users' lives in ways that other technology can't. And Medicare concluded that the stair climbing feature and other features weren't medically necessary for at-home care. What's your reaction to that?
It's hard to say what's necessary and what's not necessary. I'll tell you, being able to go up and down stairs in a wheelchair can be very necessary at times. For instance, in my home, we live in a split-level home, and I have stairs to get in the house. And there have been times when, due to a power outage, I've had to use that iBot to get in or out of the house. And just the ability to raise you up to eye level with other people in social environments and in certain areas at work, I would consider it a necessity.
So not a medical necessity per se, but something that's really important to you in your life.
And it's one of those things that it's almost intangible. You really don't realize what you've lost until you've lost it. In a wheelchair, oftentimes you find yourself kind of isolated, kind of pushed to the corner just to avoid being run over by folks. Wearing this iBot, it stands you up. Now you're visible to everybody. You can see everybody. And it's just one of those things you miss greatly when you're in a wheelchair.
Well, in about a year, you'll be unable to get your iBot fixed unless something changes. So what are you doing to try and bring back the iBot or at least keep it serviced beyond 2013?
A big part of that, I think, is public awareness. I think when people see this device, they immediately get it, and they're like, yeah, that's a great device. So what I'm trying to do is working with an organization called the Huey 091 Foundation, getting that public awareness out there, showing off this machine, showing what it can do, you know, hopefully attracting the attention of somebody out there or some organization or company that may perhaps pick up production of this iBot.
Gary Linfoot is an Iraq War veteran who uses the iBot wheelchair and is working to get the iBot back on the production line. Gary, thanks for joining us.
No, thank you.
What do you think about the iBot? Should Congress take action so that Medicare pays for it for soldiers like Gary? Go to our Facebook page and tell us what you think. Back in 30 seconds, here and now.